We're joined by head coach Damon Collins here of the Princeton Tigers. Really good win. I think it was 59-40. I was telling coach here, I'm getting ready to hit the road. Going to have both Princeton games on tonight. Girls playing early at 4:30. Boys playing about 9:15. Boys are going to play Pattonsburg after a good win, a 6-3 seed against Stanbury the other night. Boy, I was looking at your players and your seed, coach, and I know seeds in an early season tournament are what they are, but you played a lot better in the 6th seed, and you got a lot of players coming back this year. Tell me about your squad.
Yeah, you know, we came out and played really well, I thought, for the first game. You know, maybe not didn't execute real great on offense, but we had a lot of movement, moved the ball pretty well. And I thought we really got after it on defense was kind of our, you know, big thing. We had a lot of pressure on the ball and were able to create some turnovers and make it tough for Stanbury to run their offense.
I was impressed just looking at the scoring summary. I think you had maybe 2 or 3 in double figures, and you had a couple of guys in that 7 to 9 point category. Do you kind of feel like that this year you're really able to develop your offensive depth and being able to go to multiple options to score?
Definitely, you know, I think, you know, we kind of need Preston Thomas to score for us. But outside of that, you know, we're going to need several other guys to chip in, and that could be, you know, different guys on different nights. But, you know, I think there's going to be several that are, you know, going to average, you know, right around 7 or 8 points, hopefully, you know, which make us really tough to defend, you know, when you're not sure who the next guy is that's going to step up and score for us.
What's the biggest challenge about playing the late night game, coach?
Yeah, you know, for us, we had the late night, the first night, and win or lose, we had the late night again, so we decided we might as well go ahead and win and play the late night on the winner's night. You know, it's a little bit tougher. A lot of the crowd's already gone, so maybe a little bit quieter in the gym. We kind of got to create our own energy and have our bench as a big key into the game, keeping us energized.
Colton Estes had a really good night for you against your quarterfinal opponent. What is he adding to your squad this year?
Yeah, you know, Colton adds in some length. He's got some long arms, adds a little bit of height for us. He's developed a lot over the last year or so. You know, he continues to get better. Offensively, he's came a long ways, and I think, you know, he's getting tougher for us and playing a little stronger. And, you know, we're going to need him a lot this year to help us out.
Was it challenging for you to not have a game last week going into the tournament? No, most teams played on either Monday or Tuesday before Thanksgiving. For you guys, you didn't. How challenging was that?
You know, a little bit. We didn't, you know, get to, you know, have that first taste and then, you know, have break to kind of see what we needed to work on. But, you know, I also kind of liked it because we kind of got a little bit more time to prepare, you know, in our first game and didn't have to, you know, go out that first night where maybe we, you know, weren't quite ready.
So as far as getting in the gym, as I know it's a little different because you hadn't played before your first round game, but we had that blizzard come through on Sunday, and yet obviously Thanksgiving on Thursday. How difficult was it to get the guys in for consistent practice, getting ready for the tournament?
You know, they were all there on Wednesday and Friday, and with having Thursday off, we had decided we were going to go Sunday, but obviously with the weather came in on Sunday, we lost Sunday. But then, you know, that was a good thing, I guess, about playing late. We had plenty of time then on Monday to come in and get a little shoot around in and go over some things and get us ready for the Monday night game. So far we've had a pretty dedicated group that's been, you know, working around their schedule and, you know, getting to practice and, you know, trying to get every day.
So as far as Pattonsburg goes, and I'm not going off a whole lot of information, but a couple of things that I know about them, they had a really good football season, and you know, you got athletes in football generally at a school Pattonsburg size. That means your basketball team's going to have some athletes. Cameron Jones had 27 in the opening round. So you know they're pretty good. They're a 2 seed, and you know you need to be concerned about Jones tonight, right?
Oh, definitely. We kind of laughed. Obviously, one of our key seniors is also Cameron Jones, and you know, we kind of laughed and said, can Cameron Jones stop Cameron Jones? You know, kind of be a good matchup to see tonight.
Yeah, with their Cameron Jones, what makes him good, coach? Did you get a chance to scout them at all this week?
Yeah, you know, I've seen him. He's, you know, athletic kid. He can shoot a little bit. He's pretty quick. He's got some, you know, good moves inside as well. And, I think the biggest key I saw is he just finished well. You know, it didn't matter how he got a shot, he finished really well around the rim.
With you guys, and I guess I'm looking at, you know, I mentioned Estes earlier, but I notice a lot of guys who have, if they don't have size, they have muscle. And do you kind of feel like that area from 10 feet into the rim that you should have the size this year, physicality, to really be a good rebounding team?
You know, it's something, you know, we've really had to key on, you know, working on boxing out, you know, finding somebody every time a shot goes up, you know, not just assuming he's not going to crash or just step into the rim. And, you know, I think if we can be fundamentally sound and get those box outs, you know, that's the real big key. You know, I think our, like you said, with some of the physical, our guards are pretty physical players, and that, you know, I think helps out a lot.
Yeah, and that really, if you can get a guard or rebound, that helps to ignite transition. How good can you guys be out on the run?
I think, you know, that's when we're at our best is, you know, we get out in transition and run and try to wear some teams down and get some easy baskets. I think, you know, that's what we've really been working on also, though, is trying to be able to execute better in the half court whenever teams get back and stop us in transition. And, you know, and we're fine with quick shots, but we don't want to take quick bad shots and then go right back to the defensive end.
Was there any chip on the shoulder? Because as I said at the front of the interview, you get a 6 seed, and those tournaments are tough to seed because, you know, I think it's a pretty well-balanced tournament. But was there any chip on the shoulder the boys had wanting to prove some people that better than the 6 seed?
I don't necessarily know if it came with being the 6 seed. I think they kind of expected that. We did have, you know, a big group of seniors that we lost last year, but I think they've just been ready to prove themselves, you know, just even to themselves, to the community, and just show, you know, that, you know, they're, you know, may not have as good individual players, but they can be just as good or a better team.
I'll ask you the same question that I asked Coach Gooden, because the girls are going to play early, you're going to play late. If you win, you get to play Saturday night for a first-place trophy. What would advancing to the championship mean for your program, especially with where you want to take it this year?
I think, you know, that would be big. I think just getting on the right side of the bracket was big. We haven't been there in the last few years. It would definitely be big confidence and momentum to start the season if we could get, you know, play in this championship and even come away with a championship. But definitely be a tough game, you know, tonight against Pattonsburg. I know we've got them the last few times we've played them. I'm sure they're going to be ready and going to want to come away with the win as well.
Yeah, both teams, GRC schools, of course, Pattonsburg on the west side, Princeton on the east side. They play at 9:15 tonight, so if you're getting ready for bed or you have all those evening activities, you're a Tiger fan, you're a Panther fan, tune on in. I'll be over at Albion. I'll make it a late night, and we'll see who wins that one between the green and the blue. Coach Collins, we'll see you over at the gym. Safe travels and best of luck tonight against the Panthers.
Thank you, and as always, we appreciate the coverage you provide.